Speaks, and this is Deanna Spangola. I'm coming to you from the suburbs of Chicago. Thanks for joining me today. Please visit RBN at republicbroadcasting.org. My website is spangola.com, where you will see the guest lineup for this program, along with relevant links. During the program, email your questions or comments to spangola1 at yahoo.com. My regular email is Deanna at spangola.com, which I do not access during the program. Join others in the chat room by clicking on the chat room button on my website, spangola.com, or by going to spangola.chatango.com. We will take calls in the second hour after we open the phone lines at 800-313-9443. My guest today is Jennifer Dixon. She is the author of The Holy Land Unveiled, published by American Free Press. She was a contributing writer to the book Challenge to Genocide, Let Iraq Live. Her website is holylandunveiled.com. Be sure to listen to her webcast, particularly those under the title Gaza, Hell on Earth. Now, when you go to her website, you may get a message saying that there might be viruses or malware or some other such nonsense. Just go through that. There's a certain group of people who would rather you not visit her website. And it's very interesting. In the first edition of this book, her book, which came out November 15th, the first edition, 2005, Amazon has one used copy. And they're only charging $354.33, which tells you that, again, people, a certain group of people, do not want you to get access to the information that she has provided. Jennifer Dixon is a writer and former activist who lives in the Washington, D.C. area. She has published in the Washington Post, Voices of Women, Women Wise, Rainbow Visions, The Palestine Chronicle, and Arab American News. The website Global Spin was her contribution to the net for a period of 3 years. Jennifer, welcome to the program.
Thank you very much, Deanna.
I was listening to several of your webcasts this morning, and of course today is kind of a special day. How do you feel that is going to turn out? Do you think that that Palestine is going to be recognized as an independent state or no?
Oh, it may very well go through the formalities of being recognized as an independent state, but let's just talk about what that independent state really is. And then we'll see how independent it actually is.
Exactly.
So, yeah, during the bombing, the latest bombing campaign last week, which lasted 8 days, and in which 170 Gazans were killed versus 2 Israelis. And they flew 1,500 military sorties over Gaza in that week. That's a lot. And they used drones and F-16s, massive damage as usual. And so you have to wonder, the Palestinians were suing for, what is it, observer status. Right. I mean, all this gobbledygook, these silly words. But anyway, so I don't know what that would have granted them, the right to observe their own annihilation, actually. But
We do have to go to a break. We will be right back after a word from our sponsors.
Would you like to reclaim lost health? Are supplements only getting you so far? Hey folks, my name is Franklin. I had a heart attack in 2006 that left me with a damaged valve, working at only 20% capacity and odds against being here now. Then I found RNA Drops, a patented completement formula that creates perfect cells in your body. My perfect cells helped me to regain heart function and more. What could your body do with perfect cells? For a limited time, you can find out for free. Go to franklinsrnadrops.com and get a free mini bottle valued at $50 on its way. Just pay shipping and handling. While you're there, you can view our growing line of products and hear amazing stories of what these products have done for others. My story is there as well. That's franklinsrnadrops.com. Start reclaiming your health today by giving your body what it needs. I cannot wait to hear what your perfect cells are doing for you. Thank you.
Are you concerned about fluoride, chlorine, parasites, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Dalton ceramic water filters have been made continuously since 1827 and are used by disaster relief organizations and in third world countries to supply safe drinking water. Not only do we offer gravity filter systems, but also under the sink and countertop systems. Our replacement filters can be used to upgrade your existing system. And unlike some other filters on the market, Dalton filters do not have to be primed. For more information, call us at 800-696-1435, 800-696-1435, or order online at Dalton.com. That's D-O-U-L-T-O-N.com.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
Our guest today is Jennifer Dixon, the author of The Holy Land Unveiled. Her website is holylandunveiled.com. And if you get an error message or some kind of a warning, go through that. People simply do not want you to go to that website because of the information that is there. Now, you're talking about the disproportionate number of people that were killed between the Israelis and the Palestinians, and of course that has always been the standard. Where, in fact, you wrote an article about that entitled "Remember Daniel Pearl," which I'd like you to cover after a bit. But anyway, okay. Continue from where you left off.
Okay, what I'll do at this point is just describe the so-called Palestinian state, and I'm going to regress into a little history at this juncture. Anyway, the Palestinian state that the Palestinians will get officially is 20% of the original Palestinian mandate when the British granted somebody else's country, that of the Palestinians, to the incoming Zionist. The Jewish population at the time of the signing of the Balfour Declaration, which was in 1917, was 8% of the total population of Palestine. It was 20% in the city of Jerusalem. And yet, Britain essentially gave them this country. Then in the following 30 years, they just charged in there and built their numbers up to about 30%. And yet, they were still a minority and a newly arrived minority, but in 1948, the UN granted them 54% of the land, and they got the better land. They got the land near the seacoast, which was both near ports and also more fertile land. So the Palestinians were left with a eastern side of the country, which is now known as the West Bank. And that's confusing. The reason it's known as the West Bank is because it's on the west bank of the Jordan River, the famous Jordan of the Bible. But the Jordan River is at this point a trickle. And that west bank that they are going to be granted as a country, as I said, is only 20% of the original mandate. But in fact, they're only getting 11% because the 20% is further divided up into these little cantons that are crisscrossed with Jews-only roads. There are three huge bands of roads across that West Bank so that Israeli military can travel back and forth between Israel and the Jordan River, which is lined with Israeli military, establishments, we call it, installations,
soldiers,
zones,
right. Uh-huh.
Bases, military uh-huh. bases. And also, the military presence there is constant. It varies in number, but at the time I wrote the book in 2005, the original part of it, there were over 600 checkpoints on this little strip of land. So these are checkpoints where the military either board the bus or everybody gets off the bus. If you're transporting food, it's taken out, left in the midday sun, loaded up hours or days later, too late to make sale. A lot of subtle ways of discouraging life there. And it's also an area that has essentially become a desert. The Israelis have sucked out more than 80% of the water on the West Bank for the settlements and for Israel proper. So the Palestinians,
isn't that why the Jordan River is just a little trickle?
I don't know. I don't know if that's natural desertification.
They dammed it north of
to channel the water into Israel. Yeah. Well, they've always. I mean, Israeli policy has since its beginning depended on going after water. They went after the water in the Litani River, which is in the state of Lebanon. And that's part of the reason for all those invasions into that country. So everything's covered up. Everything's always given another reason for why it takes place. But anyway, this state will, the Palestinians will have no control over their airspace. They will be not allowed to have any kind of military protection. And since they are obviously the victims in these exchanges to a massive degree, particularly in Gaza, this isn't a state. I mean, nobody in their right mind could. It's a prison. It's an open-air desert prison. And in fact, right now in the West Bank, it used to be true in the Gaza. I mean, Gaza's the worst of the worst, but there's some 5,000 military orders that rule the West Bank because they don't control their own life. They have no real control over land there or their own affairs or their own politics. And that's going to remain the same because the Israeli military presence is just – I mean, you cannot drive on the West Bank for more than 10 minutes without seeing jeeps, military trucks, military installations, checkpoints. I mean, you've never seen anything like it in your life. And as I say, in the Gaza, it's even worse because Gaza is so overcrowded because it's full of refugees. 80% of the population there are refugees from the State of Israel proper, and they were driven out in 1948. And 30% of the population on the West Bank are refugees. So you have the situation where you've got no employment, virtually no employment, because, I mean, in Gaza, they just don't have an economy. They're sealed off. And in the West Bank, for instance, in 1967, Palestine was a food exporting nation. It was kind of like Florida's to America or California's, fresh fruits, oranges, and olives, olive oil, grapes, pomegranates, all shipped to Europe. But now the Israelis have taken a lot of that what's left of the farming land, and they export produce, what's left of it, off the West Bank, as Israeli produce to Europe. And, of course, this is in violation of a law that they have signed. It's an international law that you can't do this, but, you know. So if you take a deeper look at this so-called state, it's just one in which a mass of people have been shoved into a virtual desert and live under a military presence. So that's not a country. I mean, it's not a country most people would accept.
Right. Amazing.
It is amazing.
Yes. I was there in 1999.
Wow.
And saw that military presence and saw the desert in which they are expected to survive. And as you say, they have no means of support. It's terrible, beyond terrible.
Mm-hmm. It's you know, I feel that unless you see it, it's kind of hard to comprehend, at least at this juncture in American history, because we don't have this kind of poverty anywhere here.
Right.
You know, there is the land, and we're getting more and more encroached upon, and we're getting very heavy-handed government ourselves, but not like that. And, you know, it's also the living with violence. I mean, if you're a Palestinian, for instance, since 19, another startling statistic, since, I think it was 67, trying to be exact, but it's on the website, some 150,000 Palestinian homes have been destroyed.
And
they just mow them down.
Right, just since 1967.
Mm-hmm. So, and when you talk house in that part of the world, you don't talk about a nuclear family. I mean, you talk about a home that has extended family. And, of course, it gets more and more extended because once the cousin's home gets blown up, well, they come with their mother and their father and the kids and their two cousins and grandpa and grandma and their friend that got blown up next door, and they'll move in with you.
Right.
So you're talking about destroying homes that hold like 20 people, 10, 15, 20 people. And just anything, any little thing. And of course, the laws are incredibly heavy-handed to the point, you know, if you can't gather in a group of people in Palestine, I mean, that's, you're undermining government. They can go into anybody's home any time of the night and day and drag a kid off, and they have done that hundreds, thousands of times. Thousands of children have been imprisoned in Israel. I mean, Palestinian kids in Israeli prisons, either on the West Bank or in Israel, over the last years.
With no charges and no hope of being released.
They release them if and when they please. They're tortured. They're raped. They're denied any access to, or 2 months before they have access to a lawyer. The trials are conducted in Hebrew. They speak Arabic. I mean, it's a joke. It's a sick
Indeed.
Joke. And I wrote several interviews with one of these kids. A couple of these kids have been through this. Quite something. Just go into the home, 2 o'clock in the morning, rouse out the family. A lot of times they'll demolish the home, destroy everything in it, drag off the kid, beat him to a pulp, throw him in a prison.
Right. All righty. We do have a break. We will be back in 3 minutes.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5, or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with BioSuperfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered BioSuperfood from BioAge.com. And now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The BioSuperfood formulas are whole food products composed with four of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. BioSuperfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. BioSuperfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your BioSuperfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
Hey there, my name is Frank Bates. What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123crooks.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are: incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up. And you'll be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123crooks.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123crooks.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123crooks.com before they force me to shut it down. 123crooks.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Welcome back. This is Deanna. Our guest today is Jennifer Dixon, the author of The Holy Land Unveiled, and that book is published by American Free Press. And can people order that from American Free Press? They can also buy it on your website, correct?
They can do both, yeah. They can get it from American Free Press, which they get as a book, which includes the original book of The Holy Land Unveiled, plus Go to Gaza, and that's where I studied what happened in Gaza before and after the so-called pullout, and also gives you a real clear picture of how they live there. And then also some articles that I wrote, interviews with prisoners, and photos that actually were grabbed off the net, you know, in a microsecond when the censors couldn't pull them off. And there were hundreds, but only about, you know, like 10, 15 made it out. And I downloaded some of those, and those combined with my own photographs so people can see what it looks like. You know, the old adage, a photo or picture worth a thousand words. But you can get that from AFP, and you can just get it as the two books and articles as e-books. And you know how that works. You download it yourself on your own computer.
Right. Now, since 1948, the Israelis have destroyed 500 Palestinian towns and villages, confiscated Palestinian orange and other citrus groves and other businesses. They've just absolutely taken over the entire land. I mean, if you look at a map, you can see how the land was situated in 1948 as opposed to right now. And, The Israelis, the Zionists, the Jews have just absolutely come in and taken over everything. But to hear about it in the newspaper or other media, it's, the poor Israelis, they have to protect themselves. And those terrible, terrible Palestinians and Hamas are just raining, you know, terror over these people, which mm-hmm. is absolutely the biggest deceptions, the biggest lies.
It's really preposterous because, well, let me just read something that came out at the time of this last assault on Gaza. This is a paragraph. It says, militants, undaunted by the heavy damage the Israeli attacks have inflicted, have unleashed some 500 rockets against the Jewish state, including new, longer-range weapons turned for the first time this week against Jerusalem and the Tel Aviv heartland. Following these attacks, the military deployed an Iron Dome rocket defense battery in central Israel on Saturday. Blah, blah, blah. Well, the total death toll, we are told, is 5 Israelis. Now, how do militants with 500 long-range missiles only manage to kill 5 people?
I guess they're really not aiming very well, are they?
I guess they're all blind. I mean, it must be, Hamas must hire the handicapped. It's preposterous.
How do they even get rockets to begin with?
Right.
With all the military attention, all of the security, there's no way they could get rockets. I think if any rockets were fired, I think the Israelis probably fired them themselves.
Probably.
And then blamed the Palestinians.
But, you know, it was funny. Last time this happened, this was 2008, 2009, that Christmas bombing of Gaza in which 1,500 Gazans were killed. There was a website that was out for around called Palestinian Mothers, and they detailed the damage in Gaza, and then they showed the damage in Israel. There wasn't any. There was this thing that looked like a firecracker, some kid's sparkler.
Mm-hmm.
On the ground, and mm-hmm. and a car nicked from traffic, and they had no damage. It's a lie.
Sure.
It's just a blatant lie. It's not an exaggeration. It's just silly. And
exactly.
Meanwhile, they in that bombing, that's the 2008-2009, half the hospitals in Gaza were damaged. They attacked the hospitals. They attacked the schools. There was one silly thing going around. This was the internet foolishness. It's generated by Israelis, in which there's a hospital sign, you know, where you, the entry, when you walk into a hospital, the sign you look at, and it's in Arabic and translated into English for, you know, gullible Americans, and it says surgery, you know, direction to the right.
Right.
Cafeteria direction to the left, Hamas downstairs.
Oh, my word.
I mean, and it's laughable. I mean, as you say, how do they get the stuff? Underground tunnels.
Sure. Sure. And I really think the car bombs and all the rest, the bus bombs, I think those were probably planted by the Mossad. So they could again blame Hamas and blame the Palestinians.
Exactly. Well, I'll tell you a story of my experience there about that very subject. This
okay,
was a visit.
We're going to a break in about 20 seconds.
Okay.
I'll
tell you the story later, but it's a good story. Stories kind of illustrate things.
Oh, absolutely. So when we come back from the break, then tell that story. But we should believe absolutely nothing of what the media is saying about this entire situation. Alrighty, we will be right back after a break, and we will pick things up on the other side.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself from anything out of bounds concerning cardiovascular or diabetic circulation problems, then this might be the most important ad you'll ever hear. It is possible to acquire a 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation, which works. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. For a long and healthy life, order today by calling 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Order online at heartandbody.com. That's heartandbody.com.
Aerial spraying, chemtrails, the modified atmosphere, heavy metals and pesticides, carcinogens and chemical fibers all falling from the sky. You have a choice to keep your body clean. Detoxify with microplant powder from hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. It's odorless and tasteless and used in any liquid or food. Protect your family now with microplant powder. Cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, and toxins. Order it now for daily intake and stock it now for long-term storage. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
$4, $5, $6, even $7 a gallon? According to fuel industry insiders and economic experts, those are the forecasted fuel prices, with no end in sight. Fight back fuel prices with a fuel saver from airfusionsystems.com. These fuel savers can save you from 20 to 40%. They're designed to fit any vehicle, from compacts to SUVs to transport trucks. The fuel saver works on all gas, diesel, even propane engines. Easy do-it-yourself installation in about 15 minutes. And the best part? No engine modifications, no computer chipping, no running wires, no chemicals, no water, no running costs, and no maintenance. And these fuel savers come complete with all parts and accessories. See how it works at airfusionsystems.com, spelled A-I-R-F-U-S-I-O-N, systems.com. Or call 888-887-9981, 888-887-9981. Fuel savers from airfusionsystems.com. Save fuel, save money, save Earth.
Welcome back. This is Deanna, and our guest today is Jennifer Dixon, and you have to buy her book. You should buy her book. Get several copies so you can give them away for Christmas. Speaking of Christmas, there are a lot of Christians living in the Israeli state.
Mm-hmm. Not as many as used to be. They're not very well treated because they really, it was an interesting insight actually that I did an interview at a school. It was a Christian school actually, and the students were mostly Muslim. But this, the director of the school, I asked him, the school was in Ramallah, and I asked him, how Christian did this city used to be? And he said, oh, it used to be about 70%, now it's like 12. And Bethlehem was a Christian city, and it's, well, they built the wall right through it, so they destroyed the Christian, really discouraged Christians from going there on, you know, Holy Land tour kind of things. So it's minimized the presence. They're still there, though. Christians are a very strong force in Palestine. Palestine's the home of Christianity, after all. That's where Jesus is from.
Right.
And the original Christian churches, like the Armenian and the Assyrian and the Greek, all those churches are from that part of the world. And they date back to the beginning. So the Palestinians who are Christians are very Christian.
Right.
But of course, so many have been expelled. So many have just given up and left because it's just too difficult. I mean, even if you're not being tortured and bombed and all that. I mean, your daily life is a nightmare.
Oh, right. When I was there, I talked to some Christians in Bethlehem. And, of course, Bethlehem is completely occupied. And it was just bombarded. And one of the shop owners was talking to me about how awful it was to try to do business, that the Israelis made it almost impossible. And after I came back home, this gentleman wrote to me telling me more about how terrible it was. And we were told by the tour guide not to even mention Christianity, not to say Christ, not to do, not to even bring up his name, because that's just the way it is. And of course, one of the biggest challenges that the Catholic Church had in when the UN was attempting to, or when Britain was attempting to turn the land over to the Jews, was that the Jews would have complete control over all of those Christian artifacts, and that they would control them. And mm-hmm. that is exactly what they are doing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's increasingly difficult for the churches to maintain themselves there. But, you know, I was there in 2009 when the Pope visited.
Mm-hmm.
In Bethlehem, and everybody turned out in the streets. But what was fascinating to me that day, I didn't go to Bethlehem that day because I just wasn't willing to put up with the checkpoints, and I knew it would be crazy, overcrowded. But so I stayed home, and I was watching it on television, home being in Ramallah at that point. But there were a couple things going on. Some Orthodox Jews were actually suing the Catholic Church over the destruction of Israel in 70 AD and the theft of the covenant and some other special thingies. And they withdrew that. But that was going on. And at the same time, I can't remember the name, the man, the poor old Ukrainian guy, that they kept charging with being Nazi and a guard and all that. Well, he was being dragged in. He was actually in an ambulance on a stretcher, you know, with oxygen, and being deported from the United States to Germany to stand trial. Do you think these people don't have power?
Oh.
And the third thing that was happening was this was after this terrible destruction in Gaza. I mean, it was 5 months later. And some Muslim clerics got up and just addressed the Pope and said, I mean, do you have nothing to say about that? He didn't say it. He would talk like a zombie. We decry violence and we want peace in the Holy Land, and nothing. He would say nothing acknowledging this.
Right. I think that the Catholic Church, as well as all the other churches, have certainly been infiltrated, and the Jews control, I think, probably most of the churches.
They do, and if they don't control them, they have enough leverage on them to pull people in and out of position.
Sure. So. Now, somebody in the chat room asked specifically about the number of Christians, and somebody else in the chat room answered the question. There's 154,000 Christian citizens, making up 2.1% of the Jewish state's population of 7.4 million. An estimated 50,000 Christians live among 3.9 million Muslims in the Palestinian territories, most in the West Bank, notably in Bethlehem and East Jerusalem. Some 3,000 are in the Gaza Strip. So the so-called Christian state is actually paying for the destruction, the slaughter, the murder of Christians.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. It's been paying for it since 1948. As a matter of fact, in the last bombing, this was this last week, as Barack Obama was getting up and pretending to, you know, the same old, same old, oh, we wish peace and we urge restraint on both sides and all that, what he actually did was send them another $300 million for military expenditures on this Iron Dome thing. Another another mass infusion of the military in Israel, which is already one of the world's biggest. It is one of the world's most powerful militaries, comparable to that of the United States and Russia,
right.
Nations of hundreds of millions of people. And Israel is what, 5 million, 6 million, 7 million, whatever.
7.4 million.
7.4, okay. Well, so what does that say?
Yes.
What does that tell you? I mean, it is a superpower.
Sure it is.
And, you know, and it's also, even in the words of one of their top military people, actually, Martin Van Creveld, he made the statement, he said, yeah, we have missiles, we have nuclear missiles, and they're trained on European cities. We're not going down. We'll take everybody with us.
Right.
I mean, that's blackmail. So.
Sure it is. And I think they were also very instrumental in what happened in Japan at Fukushima.
Mm-hmm. Interestingly enough, Japan stood up to the Palestinians. Very rare in war
yes.
today's world.
Mm-hmm. And look what happened to them.
Look
so
what happened
I
to them.
Guess that's
ironically enough.
Yes. Okay, so tell us that story that you were going to tell us.
Okay. This is there are a couple of things about the whole suicide bomber drill, so to speak. You know, there were a couple hundred suicide bombers in the early 2000s, but this was after Israel had already been attacking their territory. And they killed a couple hundred people. That's true. Now, where some of them could very well have been Palestinians that just get to the point where they're out of their minds. They have lost everything. And I describe a couple of those stories. One girl that signed up, well, they'd killed her father, her brother. She didn't have anything left. She just lost her mind. But they're also enabled. I think a lot of these things are just Mossad. But I was with a journalist in 2005-06 in Jerusalem, in East Jerusalem. And we crossed over to West Jerusalem, which is the Israeli side. East Jerusalem is what's supposedly the Arab side, except it's so controlled now that they really lost it. But anyway, so we went over to the west side. This man, 45-year-old man, was frisked every single restaurant, bar that we went into. And I was on the west side. Every bank, everything is covered with security, military police, not regular police. I mean,
and they have guns.
They have AK-47s that are
yes.
in camouflage, or in, you know, heavy helmets,
right.
Bulletproof vests. I mean, how would you travel an hour from the West Bank over to Tel Aviv and do this without being spotted? I mean, a munitions belt is bulky.
Right.
It's not you put it over your bikini. It's just the stories they tell are so stupid, but they just keep telling them. And people just don't, you know, have an image of things as they are. So
right.
It's incredible. I mean, I talked, you know, to this one guy in his shop in 2005, and I looked him up in 2009, and he was gone. And he was terrified to talk to me. And I never used anybody's real name.
Right.
I mean, obviously, except my own. That was pretty stupid. But anyway. I mean, he just wanted to tell me, but he was also frightened. I mean, they will come in, and they did. I was there one afternoon, and they were doing the tea ceremony, and then tea, coffee, so waterlogged after hours, but always really friendly and chatty, but you know, on one level and scared on another, and then they want to tell you the truth, but then this guy shows up at the front door, and everybody shuts up, looking around, what?
For fear of the Jews, right?
For fear of the Jews. He's an agent. He came into the shop, went behind the desk, I mean, behind the counter, ran his fingers, hands under everything, over everything, stayed there a little while, and left.
It's just intimidation, constant intimidation.
I mean, he was probably putting down listening equipment.
Sure. Probably everything is bugged anyway.
Yeah. Well, in the old city, which is inside East Jerusalem,
right.
And that is the original ancient city of Jerusalem. It's this old stone city with winding walkways. And did you visit there? Did you see that?
Yes.
Park? Yeah, it's fascinating.
It was amazing. I love the little tiny shops. And, I mean, it was just, it was amazing.
It's a something. It's a relic. Amazing. Out of another era.
Yes.
But, yeah, I mean, there are 400 cameras in there.
Oh, my word.
I mean, you're being watched all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Every time, I mean, when I lived in Ramallah and traveled either to Jerusalem or to Bethlehem, we had to go through the checkpoint. I mean, you just get out, you wait in line, they go through all your stuff. And I really noticed the difference between 2005 and 2009. That they were not keeping up the friendly facade as far as Americans and Europeans. Mm-mm. They thought if you were over there, you were up to no good.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, it was a very different attitude, very different. And I was one of them screaming at me one of these times through there, take off your glasses. Because I go around with my sunglasses on all the time because the light is so brilliant.
Oh, it is. It's very hot, very brilliant over there. I was there in December, and it was just the weather was fabulous.
Yeah, it can be really balmy. Winter is rain in January and February. That's it. Uh-huh. That's the only time it gets rain, too. But so, yeah, I mean, it was startling how different it was. And it was, you know, as a matter of fact, after a couple of these, I had been there most of the time I was going to be there, but I left shortly thereafter because I don't push your luck.
Right.
That's my conclusion, you know, because people disappear in those prisons and not just Palestinians.
Yeah, whoever they pick up.
Yeah.
As early as 1906, I believe the Jews recognized that the Dead Sea, that the minerals contained in the Dead Sea were worth at least, was it $5 trillion
mm-hmm.
then?
Mm-hmm.
Then.
And
how much?
Yeah, more than anything. But yeah.
And so they wanted that area.
Mm-hmm, of course. I mean, they go on and on about this, you know, Israel and the ancient land, if they are indeed the Israelites of ancient times. But in any case, when Truman okayed this, and they bought him, of course.
Sure.
But that state at that point didn't include the Dead Sea, and Chaim Weizmann absolutely insisted on it. Because if they wanted that wealth, and they also wanted the access to the water, the Aqaba, and the that little inlet of water from the Gulf. So they would have, I mean, that waterway, if you look at it, Israel is on the eastern Mediterranean, and it's right next to Egypt, which has the Suez. Of course, Egypt's another controlled state.
Sure.
They signed up in 1972 for their freebies. And so I believe that they really, in de facto, control the Suez, but they will take it over officially one day, sooner or later. In 2009, when I was there, I was in the school, I was interviewing the director, and it had been destroyed by the Israelis in their incursions in the beginning of 2000 and 2001, done a lot of damage and... But one of the things they did is they pulled down one of those, you know, scroll down school maps that had Palestine, Israel, and Saudi Arabia and Egypt, and scribbled across the countries of Saudi Arabia and Egypt were the words Israel in English and in Arabic.
Hmm.
So that was just letting them know, you know, this is ours. We control it. We may control it behind the scenes right now, but eventually it will be ours. And when it is, they'll control the Suez. They'll control the Gulf waterway. That, I believe, is one of the main reasons for this forcing this issue with Iran and pretending that Iran is the aggressor and starting a war with them. Not only do they want Iran's oil and gas and pipelines, because Iran has the best pipeline network, but they also want to control that entire waterway out to the Indian Ocean.
Sure.
That is one of the main junctures in world trade. And since they're trying to put as much of the economy in China and India as possible, they want to control all that. I mean, they already control Iraq oil. And again, they're hiding behind the American state, if it is one anymore. The U.S. has its biggest embassy in Iraq right now. That oil goes to Israel, and then the Israelis sell it to China for nothing. It's a couple bucks a barrel.
Wow. So the Americans went in, grabbed Iraq's gold, grabbed all the oil, gave the oil to Israel, brought the gold back here, put it where they put it. We have a 3-minute break. We'll be right back.
Hey, meat eaters, the freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dried guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dried guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes 6 number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every Meat Eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our 1-year-plus Meat Eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the Freeze Dry Guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
In times like these, you can't depend on the government to keep you warm and fed, but you can depend on the Vermont Bun Baker to do just that. With the Vermont Bun Baker, you'll never be in a situation where you can't cook, bake, fry, boil water, or heat your home all at the same time. One of the most revolutionary cook stoves, wood stoves ever, the Vermont Bun Baker is available with or without soapstone veneer, a natural stone that retains heat and radiates it back into the room once the fire is out. A beautiful addition to your home, the Vermont Bun Baker has an efficiency rating well above 75% and qualifies for the wood stove tax credit. For more information, watch the Vermont Bun Baker on YouTube and live stream or visit us at www.vermontwoodstove.com. You can also reach us by calling 1-866-SOAPSTONE. Don't ever be hungry or cold because the power's gone out. With a Vermont Bun Baker, all you have to worry about is what's for dinner.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Our guest today is Jennifer Dixon, the author of The Holy Land Unveiled, published by American Free Press. Her website is holylandunveiled.com. Do the Palestinians have any friends in the area that would help them, that could help them? We're talking about, well, you know, Iraq's gone and of course, Afghanistan. The Jews are probably making all the profits from all of the poppies and the heroin and all the drugs smuggled out of there. But do the Palestinians have any friends?
Well, what do you think a regime change is about? The U.S. has been regime changing at an increasing pace. Gaddafi stood up for them for a long time, and they finally brought him down. They kind of brought him into the fold, and then, of course, there was the assault on him, and he was killed. The country's basically taken over. They also wanted to take over Libya because Libya had set up, they had a water, what do you call it, underground aquifer system that really kept everybody watered in that country. So they couldn't have that because, of course, if you control your water and your food, you're independent.
Right.
And that was one of the reasons. But, of course, he supported the Palestinians. And Lebanon has been, as a matter of fact, there are quotes, and I can't remember the exact one off the top of my head, about from an Israeli leader saying that they had to go after Lebanon and Iraq, and Lebanon would be the easiest country to go after because they had this natural division between, which all Muslim countries have, between Shia and Sunni, but also the Maronite Christians and more, you know, quote, liberal or left. So they tore that country up. I mean, that country's been invaded a number of times, not just a couple years ago, but Israel invaded and controlled Lebanon, I think it was from 1980, and they finally walked out. But they did massive amounts of damage and killed 20,000 on entering it. And Iraq, of course. I mean, Saddam Hussein's crime was not trying to get back the oil that the Kuwaitis were slant drilling, but he was just opposed to their power. And he wanted an independent and strong Iraqi state. And in fact, he was a strong man ruler. That's very common in that part of the world. But he did provide medicine, education, a strong, healthy infrastructure. And we destroyed that.
Completely. Totally.
Completely. Destroyed the country. Bombed him back into the Stone Age. And it was the most successful country in the Middle East. And that's why.
Right.
Israel
and
would
of course,
not tolerate
Libya was
any
too.
Power. And Libya was on its way, too.
Yes.
So.
Amazing.
And now, of course, there's Iran, and that's why this war on Iran.
Sure.
And it's partially control of oil, but that's so they can leverage the world economy. I mean, control of vital resources is part of this game.
Sure.
That's happening here, too. But.
Yes, it certainly has happened here.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my goodness.
So, it's does they have any friends? You know, it's interesting. You brought up Daniel Pearl. Want to talk about Daniel Pearl?
Yes.
Okay.
We are going to our 60-second top of the hour break. Then I want you to talk to us about Daniel Pearl, and then we'll start taking some phone calls. Be right back.